This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Upstate New York braces for massive influx of eclipse tourists. It's Monday, April 8th, and this is your New York Daily News. Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 65 and a low near 51. Before today's top story, Madonna is trying to get a judge to dismiss a lawsuit brought by two fans over the delayed start of one of her Barclays Center concerts late last year. The 65-year-old pop icon on Wednesday filed the motion to dismiss Michael Fellows and Jonathan Haddon's suit, which alleges false advertising and breach of contract. The suit notes that concertgoers were led to believe the Vogue singer's December 13th show would end by 10:30 p.m. Instead, that is roughly when her performance began, ending at roughly 1 a.m. according to court documents obtained by the Daily News. Madonna's camp challenged Fellows and Haddon's claim that concertgoers were inconvenienced or injured because they stayed up later than planned or had fewer transportation options to get home, per the documents. And an off-duty NYPD cop was arrested for assault and harassment in Brooklyn early Sunday, authorities said. Officer Avijit Buaraji, 33, who joined the NYPD in February 2021, was arrested in Brooklyn's 61st Precinct, which covers Sheepshead Bay, at about 3:50 a.m. An NYPD spokeswoman had no additional details on the arrest beyond the charges. Buaraji, who's assigned to the 68th Precinct in Bay Ridge, was awaiting arraignment in Brooklyn Criminal Court Sunday. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The most anticipated astronomical event in years is finally upon us. After months of frenzy-building preparations and social media hype, the 2024 total solar eclipse is getting ready to dazzle observers as it crosses from Mexico into Texas and all the way up to Maine before exiting over eastern Canada. New York gets especially lucky with nearly 3.8 million of its residents living within the path of totality, or the area where a full eclipse can be viewed. However, having a front row seat to the solar spectacle also means tourists are expected to flock to cities across the north-central part of the state to experience total darkness for nearly 4 minutes, beginning around 3:20 p.m. While state and local officials have been preparing for the event for months, or even years, the likely record-breaking influx of vehicles in cities including Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, it could make for a tricky day on the road. Buffalo, a city of about 276,000 residents, is preparing to receive 1 million tourists for Monday's event. Rochester, a city of 210,000, about an hour's drive away, is expected to welcome between 300,000 and 500,000 visitors, according to the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. Enhanced patrol coverage and the deployment of additional state troopers throughout these areas are being implemented to give New Yorkers and visitors a safe and unforgettable eclipse viewing experience, said NY State Police Acting Superintendent Stephen G. James, adding the agency is prepared for any potential increase in traffic the eclipse may bring. But motorists can also do their part, experts say. That means you should keep your eyes on the road. Ditch your solar viewing glasses while driving, put on your headlights during the eclipse, watch out for distracted pedestrians and animals, some of which may be confused by the sudden darkness, and drive at reduced speeds while maintaining additional space between your vehicle and others. New York Governor Kathy Hochul issued an advisory late last month urging travelers to get to their destinations early and plan on staying late to avoid the most traffic and to be prepared with water and snacks. Additionally, drivers should never pull over on the side of the road to ensure first responders can get by in an emergency, the update advised. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NYDailyNews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.